Blog Talk Radio.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired, Content of Relevancy. As you guys know, I like to start the show off in prayer, so let us look to God. Father God, we come to you right now, Father. We thank you for the Veronda Bellamy Inspired platform. God, we thank you for you just being who you are, God. Decrease Veronda Bellamy on this show for today and every day, God, and show yourself, God. Let every word that I share be a reflection upon you, God, to give someone, everyone, that inspiration and wisdom that they need to propel themselves into your life that you would have them to live. God, we thank you for everything. We absolutely love you, God. We adore you and we praise you. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So guys, what's up? How's everyone doing out there? Guys, I am doing something a little bit different for today. I'm going to delve into this topic of Bill Cosby and what does that mean? Like, why is this happening to, I like to call him Uncle Bill, right? That's how we remember him, being on the Cosbys and you know, just the interactions that he had with Claire and being a father on the Cosbys. And we really looked up to him. He was and still is a pillar in our community at large. You know, guys, this made me think about, what does race mean today? You think about, you know, the Senate House, and you think about what's going on with President Obama and how basically he's being attacked from every angle. People are trying to completely sabotage this man. I even heard that he was being sued for bringing the Obamacare health reform into place. So it's like these strong pillars within our community is being attacked. When will we ever go beyond race? What is it that the media is trying to convey? What is it that they are saying to us beyond what you see on the media? What are the actions implying? You know, and I just want you all to think about that, really. I've been thinking about it, and my husband and I was having a conversation about this actually over the weekend, and one thing that really resonated with me was, I remember talking about the Willie Lynch letter back in February of this year, and I kind of delve into the making of the slave and how, and compared that to today and what's going on in society. People don't realize that in a lot of ways, race really doesn't matter, but others are attempting to bring it back into play. They want us to go back to the 1950s, and all of this is not going to happen, guys. Give it up. It's too many people that are against separate living, you know, than it is for those that want to stand together in unity. We have so much that's happening within our world today, guys. It really, we don't have time and space, energy, nor the interest in engaging in division, separation. We really don't. It's just not welcome today. So we have to really position ourselves to make sure that we have in place everything that we need knowledge-wise to ensure that we are able to move forward in this mess that society is putting out. Because beyond what we see on TV, there is a message behind it. Like, what is it that they are trying to say? So the thought that I had was that essentially what the media is attempting to put out is they want us to shut up as African Americans. They want us to basically throw in the flag, wave our white flag or whatever, and really reposition ourselves so that we are catering to them. I've seen it personally. I've dealt with it, you know, just going out and being out. Like, they're completely upset that we are making strides. Did you guys know that the African American race is the most intelligent race that exists today? We are the fastest growing small business owners within the world, guys. And I just wanted to share those two facts with you as I continue with you guys in this segment for today of thankfulness. But that's something to be thankful for. We are breaking chains. In the Willie Lynch letter, he spoke and said that his doctrine would continue for 300 years. Well, as I shared with you guys back in February, that doctrine ended back in, I think it was 2012. So we are 2 years beyond that. And at this point, guys, we've got to continue in this momentum that we have going as a race to break out and rise above racism. We now see there are biracial relationships, biracial kids more than ever before. I'm not the one to turn my nose up at it. I have absolutely no problem with it. If somebody in my family came home with someone of another race, I don't care what race, it would not offend me at all. What would offend me is the character of that person. That's what matters to me, is the character that they represent. So that's what we have to send out. That has to be our response back, you know, to what's happening right now. So the media is attempting to destroy our race as it relates to the Willie Lynch, and them knowing that that cycle and propaganda that was written back then in the making of the slave is over. So they are trying to reinstitutionalize our race and what we stand for. So, guys, as a result of that, we've got to rise up beyond that. We've got to continue making the strides that we've been making. We have to come together collectively and make our point on a level that they can't even comprehend, you know, and that's holding hands and for a lack of better word, singing kumbaya, because that's really what this is all about, guys. I am one that have survived sexual abuse, okay? Everyone knows that about me. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm beyond that. Whatever, it happened. I'm so beyond that. I don't have the time, space, energy, nor interest in carrying that what happened years ago into my today, because God has blessed me and there's so much more that he wants to do in my life, and I have made myself available to God on in that realm. So regardless of that, guys, as I think on, you know, Bill Cosby and what he's dealing with and what the media is saying about him and all this stuff, and it's over 21 people that have come out and said that he's attempted to sexually assault them in some magnitude, guys, I'm very sympathetic and very, sensitive to anyone that's been and has been sexually abused. Like, that's just a soft spot, will always be a soft spot, because I completely know what it feels like. I also know what it's like for you and the reason why people hold it in when it happens for so long, because that was me as well. So I completely get, if this is true, why the victims are responding and have not been out more sooner than they're coming out right now. But on the other hand, for it to be all these women at one time coming out right when this man is attempting to relaunch his career, and it's other people that are coming out and kind of counteracting what's being said in the media, it made me feel like, okay, what is really going on here? I had to step back and really think about this. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But my thought at this moment, guys, is that some of those allegations, I can't say all, but some of those are not true. They're not true. And you guys can share this wherever you want to. This is my opinion. I'm entitled to it. As one that has been a survivor of sexual abuse, I understand the dynamics of it. I understand why people, you know, hold it in for as long as they do. Many that have not dealt with it may not understand why someone would hold it in. But the placement of, and the timing, most importantly, of what's happening with Bill Cosby is really key in this debate. You know, I was watching, I think, CNN, and they had some type of investigator, like body language investigator, on, and she was saying, you know, different things about, you know, Bill's body language and what it was saying to people, like in his silence, because we all know that body language speaks even when we aren't speaking, right? So some of the things she was saying was just asinine to me, like, whatever, like, dude, get off the TV is really what I felt when I was watching that. But, you know, in all of that, guys, the timing is appropriate, because what they're attempting to do, especially with the Republicans having the House and Senate at this point, and Republicans really seeking to state their claim, and I'm not against Republicans at all, You know, it's just, you know, you have to be cognizant of what's going on in your world, and you make your decisions based on what you feel is right within your house. What do you stand for? And I'm not saying that I stand for Republicans. I'm not saying saying that I'm against them. It's not about the stance of that of the what am I trying to say here? It's not about the placement of these people within society, but it is about the timing and what's attempting to be captured in this very moment, what the attempt is. So guys, we've got to know how to fight back, and I felt it was appropriate that I came to you guys to share with you some of my thoughts on it so you guys can think about it. You do whatever you want to do with the information. You can create your own thoughts and opinions about it, and you respond appropriately, okay? So I don't think it's true. I really honestly do not think that it's true for many reasons. One of the main reasons is because of the timing. With President Obama being in the White House, people are upset with black people just because they're black, right? And that's just the reality of it. People are trying to sue President Obama because of the Obamacare, and I deal with people every day that use Obamacare, and they're thankful for having Obamacare because in any other stance, they would not have any type of health reform. They wouldn't have any health insurance. These people are dealing with all types of diagnoses, and they didn't have treatment prior to the Obamacare Act being put in place. So is it a 100%, you know, perfect plan? Absolutely not. It can use some type of changes, of course. But guys, just think about, and I keep coming back to this because it's the most important thing. Think about what's happening and the timing that we're in right now. President Obama, he's hated. He is absolutely hated. Everything that he attempts to do, the Senate, the House at this point as well, attempts to counteract his thoughts and his plans. And they make all these claims about him not doing anything, not, you know, being like one of the worst presidents ever. But we know that the economy is in a much better state than it was before. Praise God. Gas prices are going down at this point. The housing market is starting to incline again. People are back at work. There are more jobs that are available than what was ever available prior to Obama coming into place. It's like it's just so much that this man has contributed to our society. And on the other side of that, people are bashing his plans and his attacks and trying to make him look like he has done absolutely nothing when we know the exact opposite is true. It's true. So the timing is the key here. They're attacking Obama. They're attacking Bill Cosby and any other African American that comes up that stands for something. I'm sure if it continues in the magnitude that it is right now and somebody doesn't say something about what's really going on and recognize the reality of what society is putting out, then it's going to continue from that point. So that is what this is all about, guys. It's an attempt on to reinstitutionalize the African American race. That's what this is all about. And some people are going to say, Veronica, you're crazy. What does race have to do with it? Well, it has everything to do with it. Because for one, we have a African American president that's leading our country and has done a great job at what he's done. And then you have Bill Cosby, who has essentially helped to contribute to so many different things that African Americans are doing right now. In fact, I can say that he's contributed to me making my voice available to you guys and my thoughts and opinions. You know, it's those things that really has made it okay for us to stand up, to be confident in who we are, to have something to say, to share our voice and our opinion with other people, to stand up and stand out against anything that doesn't agree with us. Like, that's what it's all about. And we have those people that have made that way for us, and now that we are the most educated race, and as well as one of the fastest growing small business owners in America or in the world, then it's like they're attempting to reinstitutionalize us. It's all about the timing, guys. We are 2 years beyond the Willie Lynch propaganda, and people know this, okay? People know this. I'm not saying that you vote one way or another. I'm simply stating, you know, facts at this point to you guys. And the book, if you haven't read it, go get it. Go to the library and get it. Just go get it and rent it from the library and read it. And you will see for yourself that doctrine was written to last. That is the Willie Lynch propaganda was written to last for 300 years. And I believe, if I'm not correct, that thought and propaganda ended back in 2012. So at this point, we are free to do whatever. Slavery, let it go. Moving on. Guys, just be aware, know how to respond, and fighting with your fist and weapons is not the way, absolutely not. We've got to be smart and strategic in the things that we put out and how we address ourselves and present ourselves in everyday interactions within your home, within your work, within society, when you're out just mixing and mingling, when you're out shopping. All of those things reflect upon who we are collectively as a race. And I want people to understand that as the black race, we are not against any type of people coming together and really coexisting as, you know, having biracial families. We're not against other religions. We may not believe in it, but that doesn't mean that we are completely, like, going to bash you for being an atheist or bash you for being Buddhist or serving Buddha or whatever your religious preferences are. That doesn't mean that. It just means that that's not who we are. We don't agree with it, right? And that's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree. It's absolutely okay. We are not the race that is out here, you know, bashing necessarily the same-sex marriages. We may not agree with it, but at the same token, we also know, because we understand how it feels to be at the bottom, to be different, to be divided, to be set apart. We understand what that feels like. So because of that, it makes us more willing to be more understanding to what the person is feeling. We have our own opinions about it, and we will respond as deemed appropriate within our house and within our own personal preferences. But that doesn't mean that we're going to go out here and just saying no to same-sex marriages or whatever the news highlight is, guys, because we understand what it's like to be in the bottom of the barrel, to be, you know, set apart from everyone else in society. We completely get it, right? So this is just, you know, something that we really have to think about, and we have to find the right way to move strategically in our comings and goings, guys. We really, really, really do. And what you all have to understand is that as an African-American race, and for anyone at large, and I'm going to remove race from that at this point, but for anyone that's out and just mixing and mingling, guys, it's all about our character. What is it that we're putting out? What does our silence speak for us? What is it that when we interact with other people, what is that impression that we put upon that person, right? That's really what we have to shift to, and being cognizant of those things rather than just lashing out and reacting and responding rather than thinking in the moment. And that's what I wanted to share with you all, is really to think about that. You guys can formulate your own opinions. If you want to leave comments on this, you certainly can. You can go to my site, VerondaBellamy.com. There's a comment section. You can leave your comments there. It's completely up to you. But I just had to get this off my chest. And I'll probably delve a little bit deeper into this on next week as I close out the thankfulness series. It's actually a guest that's going to be coming on. So, guys, there's so much happening in our world today, and we just have to be thoughtful. We have to be thankful at the same time for what our forefathers have done for us, and really learn to take a united front together as people, one race, as the human race, rather than the color of your skin race, right? I'm going to take a break here, guys. Sit back and enjoy. Many of you know that's one of my favorite Christmas songs, guys. We are officially in the season of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Actually, this is like my favorite part of the year. So, felt it appropriate to play TLC Sleigh Ride. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So, just jumping back into thankfulness. And continuing on in the series, we have one more week left in this series before it ends. And next Sunday, I will have a guest that will be coming on and speaking with you all as well. But as we talk more about thankfulness, and really we have a lot to be thankful for, you know, even in considering, you know, the things that Bill Cosby is facing right now, President Obama is facing right now, guys, we're still very relevant, right? And it's because of things that they have done, and our forefathers, you know, Dr. Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey, things that people have, pillars in our community have contributed that made it okay for us to be able to speak our minds, provide a platform for us to step up on and really share our gifts and talents with the world, right? So that in and of itself is enough to be thankful. But as you continue to explore thankfulness and the power of showing thankfulness towards others, your gratitude towards others, I talked to you guys during the first week of the show about how appreciation and showing you that you're grateful to your spouse can go a very long way. I found an article that actually talks a little bit more about it, and the article reads, if like me, you have not given much attention to the topic of appreciation, you will probably be as amazed as I was to learn the results of recent research on appreciation. What researchers call quote-unquote positive interactions are at the heart of good marriages, healthy development in children, and successful businesses. For example, researchers at the University of Washington have discovered that couples who stay together tend to have 5 times more positive interactions than negative ones. Couples who stay together often have real disagreements, but a strong pattern of appreciative and affirming interaction appears to give them the positive momentum they need to work through their problems. Isn't that awesome? Like, that's really insightful. So if you aren't showing your spouse that you're appreciative of their mere existence and what they contribute to your marriage, guys, start doing that in very simple ways. You know, even if you are upset with your spouse, find it within yourself to show your spouse how much you really, really, truly do appreciate their contribution to your marriage. It's okay to disagree. If you're upset with your spouse right now because of something you've disagreed about, you know, be the bigger person. Swallow it and show them something to, you know, express your gratitude towards them despite that one little fight that you guys have had. You know, you have to move beyond it. That's what marriage is all about, is moving beyond and learning how to effectively maneuver and run your, what Nick and I were told is institution of marriage. How are you going to run it so that it is effective and that you are able to continue to move forward despite odds, despite what your marriage has to deal with, and all of that? Like, you can absolutely do it. You know, I tell a lot of my clients that the only way to avoid divorce is by not allowing divorce to be an option. So if you're married, work through it. Okay, that's and one way that you can work through it is by showing your gratitude, albeit by writing a love letter to your spouse, by just going up to your spouse and saying, I'm sorry, I apologize for whatever, you know, and giving them a hug. Like, a hug goes a long way in a marriage when there is a disagreement present. You can go out and buy a card that says what you would like to say. You can go out and husbands buy your wives flowers or buy her something that has personal meaning to her, right? So just doing little things like that to show that you really are grateful for your spouse's existence, and to couple that with saying how you really feel about the person, telling them that you are grateful, using those very words, I'm grateful for you and what you contribute to our marriage. Try it and let me know how it goes. So that's one piece of it. And then this article also talks about just exploring like a deeper side of gratefulness. And it says gratitude is a way of seeing. The only problem with all these great discoveries in favor of gratitude is that appreciation and gratitude are not like mental faucets that we can just turn on at will. Gratefulness has two sides. Expressing gratitude is partly a conscious act, like opening a door or telling a story. It is also a result of deep attitudes, the way we look at our lives and the way we turn the events of our lives into meaningful stories. You have to basically get into a position of connecting with whatever it is that you are attempting to express, guys. For adults, the author of this particular article goes on and says that she believes the path toward gratitude includes an exploration of both action as well as your attitude and how you couple those two together. Gratefulness can extend and create very helpful and healthy business ventures. In the book, this particular article, the author talks about basically how recognition and appreciation are the most powerful motivators of improved performance. You know that for yourself, guys, in your work, you know, you may not get as much appreciation as you would like, you know, and that's common in today's society and in the workplace. But when you do get that appreciation, doesn't it motivate you to do more, want to do more, to, you know, contribute more, go well above and beyond the call of duty for your work? It does, right? So if you are a business owner, make sure you take the initiative to tell your employees or your partners or anyone that's invested in your business how much you really do appreciate them. I take that stance myself as much as I possibly can for those that are assisting me in different magnitudes with everything that I do. I appreciate you guys, and I do tell them that as well. Just being able to live more gratefully, basically to be grateful for the goodness of the simplest things. You can be thankful for and grateful for having a home, having a kitchen that you really love and you want to go in and cook in, having a car that you really love, and just being grateful for life itself, being here to experience life in a meaningful way, in a positive way, so that it actually has a positive impact on other people as well as yourself. Being grateful for the relationship that you have with God, being grateful that God even has welcomed you into his circle. Because it could not be that way, right? We have so much to be grateful for, guys. And we really, really, really have to get in a neck of just being able to freely and willingly express that gratefulness that we have towards our family members, friends, even our enemies. Like, that is the quickest way to resolve any type of controversy that you may be having between someone, is by showing them that you are grateful for them, regardless of what you guys are fighting or feuding about. And that can be done in many ways, and I've shared those with you. If you want more ideas, you can go back and listen to the previous shows that I have aired this particular month on gratefulness. But it's so much that we can do to really, really, really delve into this gratefulness idea. There is power in being grateful. There is so much power that we don't really tap into. We rather walk around being bitter, upset, angry at a person instead of reaching out to that person from the magnitude of gratefulness, right? Now, we know it's some people that you just can't do, right? And that's okay. It's okay. I'm not saying that you have to be perfect, but I am saying that you guys need to express your gratefulness towards others on a more consistent basis than you have ever done before, so that you can step into this life of happiness that you've never tapped into before. So this is the reason that I'm sharing this stuff with you guys, is because I really, really, really want everyone to have the happiest life that they can possibly have. And doesn't mean that you have to be perfect or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying here. I am simply stating that I want you guys to have a meaningful life. And that's whatever that meaning is for you. It's not to say that you're mimicking the life that Veronda Bellamy has. It's you taking what I've shared and making it into your own masterpiece to fit it into the puzzle of your home and what your life should look like, right? Also, thank you equals yes to life. Another possible step in cultivating a grateful heart is to look for small ways to say thank you to total strangers. When you are in a restaurant and the food tastes good, say something about it to the person who is serving you. Whenever you are in, say you're out and about and you're in a store and a sales rep comes up to help you, and a lot of times we don't even want to deal with them. But if someone comes up and you allow their help and they are able to assist you, tell them thank you. You know, I like to pay it forward sometimes. If I'm in the McDonald's line, I may be inspired to pay for the car behind me just because. You know, and it's just little things like that. Behind this practice is the fact that for me, my long history as just being, you know, an inspiration in the different avenues that I've embarked upon, I'm finding that people will express the gratitude back towards me. You know, there's a blessing in giving. And when you give, you get back. And sometimes that getting back is not monetary. Most times it's not monetary. If you're able to share information with someone and you are able to reach that person in a way that they've never been reached before, that is the blessing right there. Okay? Think about it, guys. So the author of this particular article goes on and she talks about human beings need to make sense out of what can be a bewildering variety of life experiences. Life is not particularly consistent. Joy comes one day, sorrow the next. Success alternates with failure at the same time. Sometimes our efforts matter a lot and sometimes it is a matter of luck, good or bad. One of the main ways we bring coherence to this mind-boggling variety is to develop our own personal organizing themes, such as my life of adventure or, quote-unquote, my struggle with some type of addiction or whatever your struggle may be. Since no one theme can hold all the events in our lives, we pick out and emphasize the experiences that illustrate our main theme and let all the other events fade into the background. Most people do not consciously pick their themes. We more often borrow them from our parents or are pushed into them by powerful events in our lives, such as love, war, abuse, success, or failure. And she goes on and she says, a former soldier might weave his life story around a theme of, quote unquote, I went to Vietnam and got totally messed up. Another soldier from the same combat unit might organize his life around a theme, quote, in my family, we get through difficult times by staying close. These two men might have experienced the same horrors of war, but their different themes are going to keep them looking for and paying attention to different kinds of experiences in the present. The most important thing to remember about themes is that although they may be deeply true, they are never all the truth about a person's life or about life in general. Life is always larger than all our stories, and the events of a person's life can be arranged with effort to illustrate many different themes, not just one. This fact can open up a path towards gratitude, even for people who have endured great suffering and deprivation. Exploring a new theme, becoming aware that our themes emphasize some events in our lives and ignore many others can be a real jolt. But this jolt can empower us to explore more energizing and more life-supporting storylines. In offering for your consideration a theme of receiving each day as a gift, she says that she draws on the inspiring work of two different, she says a monk here and then a Catholic, who are modern apostles of grateful heart. She also draws on the many wonderful current writers on the topic of narrative therapy. With great inner kindness, we can think the themes that have helped us make sense of life up to now. They were the best we could do, and gently move toward themes that emphasize more of the good things that have happened in our lives and the directions in which we want to grow. This conscious work on developing a new story will make it easier for us to see opportunities for appreciation in all of our daily environments, such as work, home, and in a community. One possible first step in receiving each day as a gift is to think of any days in your life that have felt like gifts or blessings. This can be even more helpful if you write down those wonderful times as part of developing a journal of gratitude. Slowly over weeks and months, you can begin to fill out an alternative way of telling the story of your life. So, guys, what she's saying here is that we have to be rational in our thinking. So if your theme, you've dealt with quite a bit, you've had struggles just like everyone else in life, but sometimes we can find that one negative thing and make that to be the whole theme of our life instead of looking for more positive things that we have experienced. Like she said, just reflecting on one day that you felt awesome, essentially, and making that the theme of your life despite what negative things come your way. So you get to create the theme that you want to portray in your life. You get to pick that theme that will produce either success or failure in your life. It's completely up to you. You have that power within you to make that shift in dichotomy and everything that you've gone through in life to make it reflect upon you and what it is that you want to present, how it is that you want to carry out your life. You have the power to do that. It's completely up to you. You guys have to know that everyone goes through things in life. We all have struggles. We all go to work. We have challenges at work. You know, you get home, you have to deal with challenges at home. But regardless of that, what is the theme that you want to encircle all of that around? Is your theme one of, I'm just going to be happy regardless? I'm going to find joy in all of this regardless. I'm going to look to God for my guidance on how to maneuver through this and seek to be an overcomer instead of a victim to what I'm dealing with. What is the theme that you want to create? What is your theme right now? What is it? How are you really running your life? How is it that your theme is really helping you? Is the theme helping you? Those are questions, really, guys, that you have to think about and really get clear on them. For me, my theme, really, guys, honestly, is inspiration. That's why I titled this show Veronda Bellamy Inspired, is because my theme in life is to live a life of inspiration, and that's it. Bottom line, I know inspiration can mean so many different things, but what it mostly means is to be a positive impact, right? So no matter what I'm going through, most people never know what I'm dealing with. Most people never know the struggles that I deal with day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. The average person does not know. Really, nobody knows. And usually it's just between myself, God, and my husband, and that's really it. I deal with so much on a day-to-day basis. Some days I'm working 14 hours a day, right, with everything that I have going on, and I get very little sleep most nights, you know, and then it's some people that want to essentially, you know, come in and give their negative energy or whatever it is, and sometimes I just don't, and most times I don't deal with negativity. I don't deal with the negative energy, because what it does is it disrupts my flow of inspiration. And if it's causing some type of imbalance within my life personally, then I dismiss it because I don't have to deal with it. It's completely up to me. And that is the theme of my life. And you guys have to get to the point, if you haven't already, and I know many of you have, of learning and deciding upon what stance will you take, what will be allowed in your life, what will not be allowed in your life. And you have to understand that when you create this theme for yourself, that everybody will not understand it, and that's completely okay. As long as you understand it, you get the point in what you're doing, you're passionate about what it is that you're giving, and you are able to create that mind, body, and spirit balance within your life. You're able to create that balance, and that's really what this is about, guys, is creating that that balance when you're within your life that you need, you know. And usually that comes by way of thinking about your past, your present, and your future, and being thankful at the same time. Like, all of this stuff really goes together. So I hope that I'm making sense to everyone and you guys have been inspired by what I'm sharing with you on today. Continuing in the thankfulness series of past, present, and future, I've shared quite a bit of information with you guys. And, you know, really, guys, just really find it within yourself on today before you go to bed to do one thing nice for somebody that you've never done before. Just one thing. Pick somebody random that you haven't spoken to in years and do something nice for them. If it's a simple text, send them a nice text message. Pick up the phone and call them. Write them a letter and put it in the mail tomorrow for that person. You know, find something nice to do for somebody that you've never had an opportunity to really tell that person how you really feel about them. So it's so many ways that we can do that, guys. So many ways. And like I said before, if you guys want to hear and get ideas on how you can do that, you can go back to the previous shows that I've shared for this particular month on the Content of Relevancy series, and you can listen to those and get ideas from there. If you want to speak with me in regards to that and help, and you need help with creating the theme that you would like to produce for your life, then you certainly can reach out to me for that. That's a part of life coaching, actually. So if you want that service, then of course I can provide that for you. And you can email info@verondabellamy.com, and I'll certainly respond to your request. Okay, guys, we are closing, getting to the end of the show, getting ready to close the show out. I pray that what I've shared today has been very insightful. I know that I started off kind of high with Bill Cosby, and I'm extremely passionate about that because I see the bigger picture of what's going on. I hope that the message was clear to you guys and nothing was misconstrued. I did mess up at the beginning when I said that African Americans are the most intelligent, and we are intelligent, but the most educated is the correct verbiage that I should have used during that time. But albeit, guys, just be mindful of what's going on. Don't take all this negativity and this media stuff into your theme, like your life's theme. Like it all ties in together. And rather to find the positive in everything. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is completely innocent. I don't know. But personally, I just don't feel like it's accurate. I don't. And I could be very wrong. But that is my thought, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, guys, I want to thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired, Content of Relevancy, guys. Join us back tomorrow with United Monday on Veronda Bellamy Inspired at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you guys have any prayer requests, certainly email those to us at prayerrequests@verondabellamy.com. And if you just want to leave a message for me, go to my website. At towards the bottom of the homepage, there's a comment section, and you can leave your comment right there. And if you want to get a copy of my book, The Pain Stops Today, 10 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose, that's available on Amazon.com. Amazon, you just go there, type in my name, the book will appear for you. I'm going to be doing something a little bit different for you guys. I'm going to be giving away some copies of the book. Hopefully the goal is before the end of the year. And when I'm getting close to that and I've gotten that set up, then I will certainly let you all know. But we are at the bottom of the hour. I love you all. I thank you all for joining. Make sure you join us back next Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. with my guest. I'll be sharing with you all who that guest is later. And also, before I go, we have a new co-host that will be heading up the Tweeny Youth Tuesday Morning Prayer of Inspiration. And on Tuesday morning, I'm going to share with you all his bio, his picture, and all this stuff, and you'll know exactly who the person is. I am extremely honored to have this young man to come aboard and head up the morning prayer for the youth at large. We as a team, guys, we're praying for you all, believing that God is touching and agreeing with us with everything that we share with you all. It's not for play. We are not playing. This is something that everyone that comes up to you guys during the morning, they are all extremely passionate about prayer life and the power that comes by way of prayer. I get text messages sometimes, guys, from people that just want me to pray for them. And whenever that message comes through, I immediately will, if I'm able to, I'll send a text message out to the prayer team so everybody can join in prayer over whatever the situation is. We don't have to know what the specifics are. If you just text one of us and say that you need prayer, then that's something that you can trust and know that it is, that prayer is going up for you. We don't need to know everything about you. We don't. If you give us just an idea of what it is that you need, and then and that's really it. We know your name, so we'll attach your name to that prayer, and everything is prayed for. And we're believing that God will come out, and he will show up in ways he's never done for you in your life ever before. We believe in that because that's what we're supposed to believe. We are ahead and not beneath, right? So, guys, we love you. Thank you all for joining. Stay tuned to all the different things that we have going on. It's so, so much more that's coming to you. I really haven't had a chance to bring on any special guests other than Mama Grace, who was on a couple of weeks ago. But I am going to be coming back to you all with more guests as the season continues on. But I really do appreciate all of the support. I see all these people on. Thank you all so much. If you ever call in and you're not able to get through, it's because the line is packed and we just don't have space. And if that happens, then hang up. You can try to call back later. Or if you want to just catch the broadcast on the site, then you can do that on VerondaBellamy.com at a later time as well. But I appreciate it, guys. There's so much more coming, and we love you all. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired, and you have a great evening. Be inspired. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.